Under these circumstances the noble knight could not well show the rage which filled his heart and his proud soul. Instead, he suggested another little loan. The merchants retired to discuss the matter. After 3 days they came back and said yes. They were only too happy to be able to help their master in his difficulties, but in return for the 345 golden pounds would he give them another written promise, another charter, that they, the townspeople, might establish a council of their own to be elected by all the merchants and free citizens of the city, said council to manage civic affairs without interference from the side of the castle. His lordship was confoundedly angry, but again he needed the money. He said yes, and signed the charter. Next week he repented. He called his soldiers and went to the house of the jeweller, and asked for the documents which his crafty subjects had cajoled out of him under the pressure of circumstances. He took them away and burned them. The townspeople stood by and said nothing, but when next his lordship needed money to pay for the dowry of his daughter, he was unable to get a single penny. After that little affair at the jeweller's, his credit was not considered good. He was forced to eat humble pie, and offer to make certain reparations. Before his lordship got the first instalment of the stipulated sum, the townspeople were once more in possession of all their old charters, and a brand new one, which permitted them to build a city hall, and a strong tower where all the charters might be kept protected against fire and theft, which really meant protected against future violence on the part of the lord and his armed followers.